Kurbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yuvamas daf Nun Zion, and today's shir should be a bischus. All of the Jews who gave their life so that we could live in Eretz Yisrael safely, as today is obviously Yom HaZikaron. It should also be a bischus for refuah shleima to my father, who Baruch Hashem had successful shoulder surgery, and he's doing okay. But Baruch Hashem, it's Hashem, let's go and learn the daf. So today we're at the Mishnah, the Nun Vav Mevez. And the Mishnah starts off and says like this: "And Amana the Kohen Gadol and Grusha v'Chalutza the Kohen Hedyot mina irzin lo yochlu batruma." The Tanakhama says that again, just in terms of a background, obviously, right? If a Kohen marries a Bas Yisrael, so she is allowed to eat truma. If a Kohen marries a Bas Kohen, right? She's also obviously allowed to eat truma because she was already allowed to eat truma in her father's house. But if that relationship is inappropriate, right, that guy's an almana the kohen gadol, or grusha chuzul kohen hedyot. So Tana Kama says, "Mina irisun lo yuchu b'truma." Even though midaraisa that she is allowed to eat from truma, but midrabanan they are not allowed. The woman is not allowed to eat truma. That's what's called mishtameres lebila psula. She's waiting to have a bila that will possel her from having truma. Because again, if she does actually consummate that marriage, then she will no longer be able to eat truma. Right, again, almana the kohen gadol, grusha chuzul kohen hedyot. That will mess her up. Right, that so that if they get divorced, right, she will not be able to get to eat truma, right, while she's in her father's house. So again, that's the case. That's the Tana Kama says. Rabbi Lezer says, well, no, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not a thing. Well, we don't hold to that. Again, she has not actually become a chalala. She's waiting to be a chalala. That's true. But as long as she hasn't actually become a chalala, she's going to be able to eat truma. Nisarmalu o nisgarshu, if she was widowed or she got divorced, meaning that the women, these two women that we mentioned in the first case, so nisum psulos min erusin kesheros, if they actually had nisuin and she actually was or did actually sleep with her husband, so then she's possible, right? She became a chalala, right? She's no longer allowed to eat truma. But if she was just from the erusin, even though while she was engaged, even though while she had erusin and she was awaiting, she was a shomeres l'bia psula, while she's awaiting to have this inappropriate bia, she was not allowed to eat truma. But if they got divorced then, or she got freed from that, you know, obligation, from that status, so then she does go back to be able to have truma. So Tanya says the price of Rabbi Meir is Tanakama, right? It's not Mishnah Rabbi Meir. Kal v'chomer, right? He argues that his halacha, that this woman who is waiting for a bia psula is possible truma, he says, I'll prove it to you. He says, u'makidushu rishus ein machilin, by a case where it's a kiddushin of rishus, where it is, well, we'll see what Rashi explains. I guess we'll just say it right now. Rashi explains that we're talking about a case Rashi has two explanations and tells us, right, it kind of rips him on it, right? Rashi does not like the first pshat, does like the second pshat. And then he's, so basically, if you look at Rashi, two lines up on the bottom, right, he says, Yisrael shekidesh bas Yisrael e machila b'truma. When you have a marriage that is mutter, i.e., right, that there will be no truma, right? Even though the relationship is mutter, right? Yisrael and Yisrael, in that scenario there will be no truma. So kiddush have air the kol shekein. So certainly, if the relationship is inappropriate, certainly they will not allow her to eat truma. Tosa says, yeah, Yisrael to Yisrael never has a halamina, right, to eat truma. Right? It's not even in the ballpark. It's like saying, like, well, you know, you could eat matzah on Pesach, so, you know, what does that do with anything? So Rashi himself suggests the other pshat. That is talking about a Yisrael who marries a Bas Kohen. But okay, fine. Tosus already talks about that. You can check it out. Dibur Maskel Min Eirson. But either way, so that means that's let's just take Rashi's pshat. The Rebbe says, if just like if in a case where it's a mutter marriage, right, and there's going to be no truma, so certainly if it's an inappropriate marriage, then there's going to be no truma. So Amr Lo, so they say back to him again. This is really the rejection. Yeah. Lo, what are you talking about? Right, again, that case you're talking about, let's say the Yisrael marries Yisrael, there's never any truma. That had things been different, right, they would be eating truma. Right, your case doesn't even get off the ground. It has nothing to do with truma. There would never be truma by Yisrael to Yisrael. But in this case, right, so again, it's not a good kal v'chomer, right? That's why Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua disagree. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Yoshua. Different case now. Different case. There's a lacha of a psua daka, which I'm going to quote right now. Basically, a guy who has, unfortunately, some sort of injury with, as they call it, his beitzim, let's say his testicles, let's just say it in English. He has some sort of iser, not some sort of issue. So there is an iser for him to what's called marry to the kahal, marry into Am Yisrael. That's the pasuk says. Kruz shuvcha p'tu adaka lo yovo b'kal Hashem. And so they have an iser to marry into the kahal, i.e. marry a Jew. We'll see exactly who they can marry in a second. But again, that's an inappropriate bia there. So then, so it says Rabbi Elazar in the Rav Osher, right? P'tu adaka kohen jekidish bas Yisrael. Let's say the p'tu adaka, he is a kohen, and he has kiddushin, right, with a regular Jew. Again, that's usur, right? Again, it's not they're not allowed to stay married. Again, that's a similar case where she's waiting, right? She's a Mr. Ameres, the Bia Psula. She's waiting to have an inappropriate Bia. So, Banal Machlokas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. So says Rabbi Elazar, this is our Machlokas. Rabbi Meir says she's not allowed to eat truma. And Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, right, the Amri, the Mishnah Meres, the Biapsula, the Raisa, Achla, right, since they say that it is more to refer to Achla, Hanami Achla, right, so over here as well, right, she will be able to eat truma. So the question is, Mimai, how do you know that's the same Achlokas? Dilma Ad Khan, Lokami, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, also, maybe Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon say over there, in the case of the Mishnah, that's Mutter, right, for her to eat, right, El Deish, Lo Lahachla, Makamacher. Because in another scenario, right, where the Kohen marries, right, a normal woman, right, a regular woman is mutter to him, right, so then there is going to be an ability for her to eat truma. Abalachab over here, the ilul hachab makamachar. What do you mean? That there's no way for a krus shufcha, to marry anybody. Right? He can never have his wife eat truma. So it's not true. So maybe they would not agree that it would be mutter. And if you tell me that, no, actually there is an ability for a Kohen to make his wife eat truma in a certain scenario. How so? Bibaz Gerim, if for whatever reason he marries the daughter of Gerim, again, that we said before that he's not allowed to marry in the Kahal. But as we're going to see in a second, there's a machlokas that maybe he's allowed to marry the daughter of Gerim. We'll see in a second that theoretically they don't have the status according. If you hold like this, right, we're going to see the whole machlokas in a second. But if you theoretically hold that the children of Gerim don't have the status of Kahal Hashem, maybe a Ptu Adaka, I keep on getting confused. Ptu Adaka is a Krus Shufa. Yeah, Ptu Adaka can actually marry and make her eat truma if he's a kohen. From the Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Oshia, right? If you tell me that meaning that that's true, sort of, this is what they asked Rabbi Oshia, and he didn't answer the question. So the Gemara says Itmar. Now this is a little bit of a weird Itmar, but and usually Itmar is like a news topic. But Rashi says Itmar l'shnuy kosher adayin asa that it's coming to answer the question. So Abaye Amar hol machila below yoda. Right, and Rava Amar hol machila b'avada v'shivchos of Kanani. That no, actually, that Ptu Adaka actually does allow other people, right, to eat truma. So therefore, we do see that the cases are comparable. One of the cases where he's allowing someone else to eat truma. Hol machila below yada. That's Rashi says. Yeah, that's what Abaye says. That if for whatever reason, right, they got married normally, right, the case where they were normally married. And then Shelo Yidah, meaning he didn't sleep with her. He didn't sleep with her yet, and then he became injured. So in that case, right, they got married, and it was mutter for them to get married. And then he didn't yet consummate the marriage, and then he got injured. So according to that, according to Baye, right, so that would be a scenario where she could eat truma. Okay, so you see that Psuadaka is a case where he can marry truma. Therefore, it would be a good shusta between the two cases. Rava says that no, he also, right, he's able to be machil his avadim kananim and his shivcha kananim, right, because we know that every kanani, right, that belongs to a kohen is allowed to eat truma, kinyan kaspo, right? He's owned and he's property and he's allowed to eat truma of the kohen. So now the Gemara just goes through why they didn't say it like each other, right? Those are two possibilities, right? Why didn't Abaye say like Rava and vice versa? So by law, Makarava, Kenyan the Ishas, Makinian the Ishas, Alfina, Velo Alfina, Makinian the Ishas, Makinian Avadim, simply because that's talking about slaves, right? We're talking about marriage. For Avalo, Makabaye, Rabbi didn't say like Abaye because Shani Hazam Shkvaracha, because in that scenario, the wife was already eating Truma, and then And then she became injured afterwards. Right here, we're talking about a case where he was injured before. Vabai, wouldn't Abai say back to that? He would say, Shekvar Akhlu Lam Rinan. We don't say that. I mean, we're not saying that because she ate. That's not the reason she's allowed to continue eating Truma. Because if you don't say this, meaning if you say that the Heter, that since she was already eating Truma, she can still eat Truma. Bas Yisrael, she nieces the Kohen, the mace. Right? What happens in the case where Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, right, and then the Kohen dies? Right? She loses her ability to eat Truma. But if you tell me that since she already was eating Truma, now she is allowed to continue eating Truma, so Techa, Shekvar Acha, she should be able to continue eating Truma. And we see that's not true. So clearly that's not the reason. So Rava would say, Hasam Pakakin Yane Hakha Lo Pakakin Yane. Rava would say, yeah, why can't she eat Truma in that case? Because they're not married anymore, right? The whole marriage is gone. But here, yeah, okay, the guy got injured, right? He's not allowed to sleep with her again, but they're still married, right? So that would continue, right, the ability to eat Truma. So okay, so Gufa. So let's go back to what we just said, right? Again, we said a discussion about whether a Ptua Daka can marry the daughter of Geirim. So let's see this machlokas. Gufa boy minei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yoshia. Ptua daka koin shenasa bas gerim ma'o sheyocha lena b'truma. Right, that Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yoshia, can a bas koin who marries, sorry, no, can a ptua daka koin who marries a bas gerim, the daughter of gerim, can she eat truma? So ishtek v'lo malo v'lo midi. So Rabbi Yoshia didn't say anything back then. So a little bit later, also gav Rabba achwina, Rabbi boy minei milsa achwisa. And someone else came in and asked a shayla. Upashalei, and Rabbi Yoshe answered him. Umanu, and who was that? Reish Lakish. And it was Reish Lakish had a shayla, and Rabbi Yoshe answered him. So I'm Rabbi Yudin Nisila Rabbi Yoshe. So Atu Rabbi Yochanan Lav Gavarabu. What was he said? So what he said to Rabbi Yoshe, why did you shortchange Rabbi Yochanan? Right, he's not a great guy. Right, not a great man. Right, he's not a great Talmud Chacham. So I'm said back to him. Yeah, the Kabbayim in name Moshe. Let's look picture. He asked me a shayla. I didn't know the answer to. Right, I didn't know how to, Rashi says, I wasn't sure, right, how to explain it. So the Gemara says, Laman. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Rabbi Yoshe didn't know how to answer this question. Again, the Shaila is, if a Tzudaka marries the daughter of Gerim, is the daughter allowed, is the wife now allowed to eat Truma? Again, assuming the Tzudaka is a coin. So Laman, who is it according to? So, if it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, so it should have been obvious because bein kedusha se'a koi, bein lava kedusha se'a koi, lo achla. The shaila is, there are two shailas here that have to be dealt with that I should have probably mentioned at the beginning. The question is whether a ptua daka, A, first shaila is whether a ptua daka was a coin, is still a coin, meaning is still considered to be a coin, i.e., in terms of truma. I mean, it could be that he loses his kedusha, so that's A. And B is, what's the deal with the daughter of Gerim? Are they considered to be full-fledged Jews for this? I mean, are they considered to be, obviously they're Jews and you can marry them and whatever, but are they considered to be part of a kahal, right? Are they considered to be part of the kahal? Again, if you tell me that a tzedakah is not lo yovo b'kal Hashem, right, so they have a special... They have to be able to marry someone who's a full Jew. So the question is, what's the status of the daughter of Gerim? So two issues. So if you say according to Rabbi Yehuda, well, Mimanoshach, whether you tell me that the Kohen is still a Kohen for this halacha or not, right, so still he's not going to be able to eat, because even if he's still a Kadosh, so lo achla. If he's still a Kadosh, then he can't eat, Amar Mar, right, Bas Ger Zachar, Kibas Chal Zachar. Because again, the woman is a halal, right? That again, she's not allowed to marry a coin. And even lav b'kedusha koi. And if the coin is not still a coin, so then lo achla. Obviously, she can't eat truma. Damin and kal gerim v'kal. Because we assume, right, that the daughter of gerim is considered to be a kahal, right? And again, they're not allowed to marry, right, this coin. Right, because then any Jew, right, is not allowed to marry Chris Shufko. Psuadaka. Keep on doing that, but they go together. And anyway, it doesn't apply to both of them. We're just talking about a Psuadaka here, by the way. But okay, either way. For either Rabbi Yossi, and if we're talking about Rabbi Yossi, meaning, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mimanoshach, he's not going to be able to let his wife eat Truma. And according to Rabbi Yossi, also Mimanoshach, he's going to allow his wife to eat Truma. According to Rabbi Yossi, Mimanoshach, right? We're going to allow this guy's wife to eat truma. Bikdusha say koi, if he's still considered to be a kohen, he's still holy, right? He still has kedusha. So then akla, she can eat truma to amar af ger shenasagiras bitok sheir laguna. Because he holds that actually, that oh, I said that wrong. I apologize. Meaning, there are three shitas in terms of what would allow. I apologize. What would allow? What does the daughter need? What is the familial situation of the ger to allow the daughter to eat to eat truma, to be married, to be able to marry a kohen? So Rabbi Yossi says, even if the father, even if both parents are gerim, they are allowed to eat. I skipped that. I apologize. There are really three issues, not two. Right. According to Rabbi Yossi, I apologize. This is probably confusing now. If according to Rabbi Yossi, even if both parents are gerim, then the daughter is allowed to marry a kohen. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the father is a ger, so then it's no good. Right? But if the mother is a ger, then it is good. And Rabbi Yossi says that even if both gerim, she's allowed to marry a kohen. And we can see in the second Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, that if either one is a ger, she's allowed to marry a kohen. So again, three issues here. Whether the kohen, who's a psua daka, is still considered to be a kohen, is still considered to have his kedusha, whether the daughter of the ger is allowed to marry him, and whether they're considered to be a kahal. Again, the Tanaim are in the order that we saw them. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the father is a ger, she is not allowed to marry a kohen. According to Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, if either, which we'll see in a second, we didn't see that yet. I guess it's not in order. I apologize. Either parent is a ger, then they're good. Meaning only if one of the parents is a ger, then they're good. They are allowed to marry kohen. And according to Rabbi Yossi, even if both parents are a ger, she's allowed to marry kohen. So let's just go back to Rabbi Yossi now. So either Rabbi Yossi, if Rabbi Yossi, then because she said kohen, being lav because she said kohen ka'achla, she may matter shakshik they may able to eat chuma. Because she said kohen, if he's a kohen, so then achla, she's allowed to eat chuma. To amar af ger shenal segiora es bitok sheir lekuna, because we matter shakshik any daughter of gerim is going to be allowed to marry a kohen, and he lav because she said kohen. And if you tell me that the guy's not a kado, she's not a kohen, so then achla she could still eat to amar kal gerim like a kohen, because the gerim and not considered to be a kahal, and therefore she's allowed to marry him. I mean, he's not allowed to marry a kahal, but he's allowed to marry someone who's not a kahal. So then she would be allowed to marry him, she could eat truma. And therefore the relationship is not inappropriate, right? Because and therefore he's allowed to eat truma. So Elo Liba de Haitana. So really, Rabbi Yochanan Shaila, and the reason Rabbi Oshia was confused, didn't know how to answer, he was according to the Tana we just quoted, right? Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. The time that Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Omer Isha Baz Gerim Loti Nasi Lekuna. So Ajitei Imam Yisro. Right? Her mother, I guess we said her mother has to be Yisrael. Even if her mother is from Yisrael, right? Because he's working off of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So even if her mother is from Yisrael, right? So then is a normal Jew, and the father is a ger, that would be fine. Meaning he's an either or. If either parent is a full fledged Jew, and one of the parents is a ger, regardless of who it is, she's allowed to marry a kohen. V'achad k'min b'alei, and this is the shaila that Rabbi Yoshia was having an issue. Kashrus mitosa ba. Right, ve'achla odama kedusha mitu sevesba ve'loachla. Meaning, what's going on over here? Right? Is it the kashrus that we're adding on? Are we adding on the ability for her to marry a kohen? Right, she's kosher, but not the extra kedusha, and i.e., and therefore she's not allowed to marry kush shufcha, and therefore she can eat. Right, meaning, but sorry, no, and not the kedusha that would disallow her from marrying a kohen and eating truma. Odom kedusha mitosaf sola. Then no, maybe veloachla. Maybe we are adding this kedusha, right? And therefore she's not allowed to marry a psua daka who's a kohen, and then she's not allowed to eat truma. So Kumar says toshma. Let's figure it out. Ki aser ravacha bar chinan al midroma. Ravacha shut off himself. So the aser of icy masnisa biyodei. He came with a vort with him. He had a vort, and he learned the following. He taught the following halacha. Minayin the psua daka kohen shenasa basgerim shemachilu b'truma. How do you know that a psua daka that is allowed to marry a kohen, and then she is allowed to eat truma. Shemar pasuk says, "V'kohen ki knet nefesh kinyan kaspo." Right? Again, we mentioned that pasuk by the slaves. Right? Anything that he acquires with his money, right? Yochal there is allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara says, "Laman, whose shita is this?" Right? This brisa that says that this pasuk teaches me that the wife is allowed to eat truma. Elam with Rabbi Yehuda. If it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, Homer ben Bekdusha said, "Koy ben Belav with Bekdusha said, Koy lo achla." He said, "We just taught that my mother shach she cannot eat." Read Rabbi Yosi. And if it's Rabbi Yosi, let me cry. You don't need a pasuk, right? We said, "Man of Shach, she is allowed to eat truma." So allowed Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It must be this is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. She does. Apparently, what do we see? Kashrus itos for ba. Right? There's an extra kashrus that we're adding here. So she's allowed to marry the kohen, but she's not mamash kahal. She's not mamash kadosh, and therefore it's not usher for him to marry her. And then she's allowed to eat truma. But achla, she's allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara says, Shmamina. Apparently, we see that that is in fact what he holds. Okay, fine. It's more. Now we get into the sugya of yish chupa lepsulos. This is a sugya usually that we don't learn here. Usually we learn in kedushin. Just to give a little bit of an introduction. Right, there's a big machlokas in terms of what chupa is. A lot of things we do at our weddings nowadays are because there are many shitas what chupa is. Right, there's an interesting shita of the Mordechai that it's the Badekin, which means that the chuppah, that the nisuin actually comes before the kiddushin. Okay, but the pashas is most assumed that it's either the yichud room or when they go home, that there's a yichud or roya labia. Okay, fine, beseder. What happens if you do chuppah, right, before kiddushin? As we just mentioned before. Right, what happens if you do chuppah? Is that legit? Right, again, we know that the first is a kiddushin, right, and then there's a nisuin, is the gemar, there's a gemar kiddushin. The nisuin finishes off the kiddushin. So what if you do the chuppah, the second half, right, without the first half? Right? Does that have halachic significance? So Itzmar says the Gemara, Rav Amar Rav holds yesh chuppah l'psulos. That if a kohen would do chuppah with one of the women who they are usher to, so that would passel them. It was halakhically legit, and she's no longer allowed to eat truma. Shmuel says, no, ain't chuppah l'psulos. That's not a thing. No, they're doing chuppah with a woman before you do kiddushin is not a thing. That's not going to possible her from eating shuma and marrying a kohen. Amar Shmuel says, "Moduli Abba," and Abba admitted. I mean, Abba is reference to Rav. Bitzinokes pchusim ibas shalosh shanim yomechad. Hovel ve'ein labia ein lachuppah. And he would agree that a girl's getting married that's less than 3 years old nowadays hard to understand. But the Gemara says many places that. That a girl who's less than 3 years old has no halachic ability to get married. Her bia is not a bia because her basulim, her virginity, will grow back, as the Gemara says. So again, he would agree. So Shmuel says here that Rav would agree that in a case with if the girl is less than 3 years old, right, again, and the idea here is that the chuppah is not going to lead to a legitimate halachic bia. So then he would agree, right, that she is allowed to eat truma instead. She doesn't become pasul because again, the chuppah is something that could lead, right, to a bia. So, but if it's not, if she's too young. So then, right, Shmuel says that Rav would agree in that case. Amar Rav says afanu namitanina. We also learned in the brisa similar, just like Shmuel just said that Rav would agree. Rashi actually says that the bia under 3 years old is not going to pass alert, right? As we just kind of pointed out. You can marry her. You can do kiddushin through bia. Vibala yavam kana, and if yavam slept with her, so then he's acquired her, meaning that that's full yibum. And if someone else sleeps with her, again, this is a girl who's 3 years old and above. And if she's a nida, so then she's going to be metame him if they sleep with her. That's a halacha of nida that is metame uniquely like that. Latame mishka of tacht, right? So latame mishka of tacht on galion, and that's the type of tuma that is going to be transmitted by tumas mishkov, which it's like the princess and the pea type thing. If he's sitting on 10 mattresses, the bottom one becomes tummy as well, even though he's not touching it. Nisis the kohen ochelas b'truma, and if she married nisuin to a kohen, she can eat truma. Ebala echem mikol psulam pasla, and if anybody who would pasle a girl from marrying a kohen, slept with her, so then she would become puzzle, right? And what do you see? So, as we see, right? Bas shalosham v'yomechad hu demefsala babia, right? So apparently we see that if she's 3 years old, Right, so then the abir could passler. So then a chuppah will passler in addition. But a girl who's less than that, where the bia is not a thing, the lo mifsula bia doesn't become passler through bia. So then lo mifsula nami bechuppah shmami nasa. So too, again, this is basically just supporting what we just said. Right, that Rav would agree to Shmuel that if the bia and the chuppah happened with a girl who's less than 3 years old, so then he would be moda that that's not a thing. Okay, we're going to continue this, pick up this discussion tomorrow, but right for now we'll hold it and have a great night, depending on where you're listening to this.